Elizabeth Warren deletes tweet announcing her DNA test results. By Hannah Blow on October 17, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, deleted the year-old tweet announcing her DNA test results. It was discovered on Wednesday. Warren, who claimed to possess Native American heritage, Cherokee, specifically, over the course of her academic career, deleted the infamous tweet announcing the results of her DNA test after PJ Media columnist Jim Treacher wrote a post titled, "Happy Anniversary to Elizabeth Warren's DNA Test." On Tuesday, "My family, including Fox News watchers, sat together and talked about what they think of it real Donald Trump's attacks on our heritage. And yes, a famous geneticist analyzed my DNA and concluded that it contains Native American ancestry. pic.twitter.com/r3snzp22f8 Elizabeth Warren, Addie Warren, October 15, 2018. The DNA results did not bode well for Warren, despite her initial victory lap. The results showed that she possessed between 1/64th and 1th/1024th Native American ancestry, or between 0.1% to 1.56%. Additionally, the results indicated that Warren's minuscule Native American links were not associated with tribes in the United States, further casting doubt on her claims of Cherokee heritage. President Trump pounced on the results. Pocahontas, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed, he wrote on October 16, 2018. She took a bogus DNA test and it showed that she may be 1/1024, far less than the average American. Now Cherokee Nation denies her, DNA test is useless. Even they don't want her. Phony. He added. A DNA test is useless to determine tribal citizenship, Cherokee Nation Secretary of State Chuck Hoskin Jr. said. Current DNA tests do not even distinguish whether a person's ancestors were indigenous to North or South America. Using a DNA test to lay claim to any connection to the Cherokee Nation or any tribal nation, even vaguely, is inappropriate and wrong. It makes a mockery out of DNA tests and its legitimate uses while also dishonoring legitimate tribal governments and their citizens, whose ancestors are well documented and whose heritage is proved. Senator Warren is undermining tribal interests with her continued claims of tribal heritage. The results followed Warren's years of false Native American claims. She listed herself as a minority professor at the University of Pennsylvania Law School and Harvard Law School and claimed Native American heritage on her Texas bar registration card. That same year, Warren told the story of her parents, claiming that her father's parents disapproved of her mother because she, as Warren claimed, was part Cherokee and Delaware. If your family heritage had an African American like you have, the grandfather or great-grandparent who was a Cherokee, would you call yourself a Black and expect African Americans to accept that? New England Cable News's Jim Broad asked Warren. If that same ancestor was Black and not Cherokee, he added. If my father's parents had said, "You can't marry her because she's Black," and that had been part of our family growing up, that we had two different families? Warren said. You would be comfortable with saying you're Black? Broad asked. It would be part of identification, Warren quipped. While Warren has failed to offer an explicit and thorough explanation for her years of misleading claims, she has vaguely apologized for making a mistake and admitted that she is not a person of color and not a citizen of a tribe. Like anyone who's been honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes, Warren said at the Native American Presidential Forum in Sioux City, Iowa, in August. I'm sorry for harm I have caused. Warren's campaign deleted the results of her DNA test from her campaign website in August.